Hey, welcome to another episode of Around the Mic on SoJo 104.9. I'm Heather DeLuca. With me this week, again, welcome Ashley.
Hello, hello.
Serkin from Digital. She's our digital managing editor. She makes sure everything at SoJo1049.com. And all of us here at SoJo are in line.
That's right.
Right? Bringing you fun content, which is what this is. This is a little bit of bonus content, a little bit of a roundtable. Also here with us, Whitney Ullman,
hey,
South
guys.
Jersey entertainment correspondent. She was here today to play fake news game and stuck around for a little bit. So thanks for doing that.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. She's go to Whitney.com, by the way. She's all over social media. Make sure you follow her because she's got the in on everything that's going on in South Jersey and Atlantic City. Okay, so Ashley just brought something, a topic to my attention that is making me curious, but also a little nauseous.
Yeah. So I was scrolling through my Facebook feed and noticed that you can get watches made out of your pet's fur. Like, they literally roll it like it's sushi to flatten it,
what?
And then they make it the band.
Can I see?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They make it the band.
Oh,
and the band.
Interesting. Okay. So I was... That's like a nice look at this, Whitney. It looks like a Movado watch,
yeah. Or like a Swatch watch. Groom it, like what?
They must.
What if
have
your pet smells it? Is
they
it
must
after
have
your pet's gone? Or
I know.
Well,
you know,
there was this lady I used to see on Etsy, who actually made handbags out of the.
Oh God.
The pet.
Just her face.
She didn't taxiderm them or anything. Off of the hair that she groomed off of her cat. So when she would brush her cat, she would take the hair that was left over in the brush and she would somehow fashion that in a weave to make it a handbag.
Right.
So it looked like fur.
So the pet was still living.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And now, I mean, I don't know where this watch band came from.
Isn't it a thing where animals, like, smell things and then they decide they need to mark their territory or whatever? What if they pee on the watch?
Some maybe if you have two animals or maybe
bag.
Maybe let's say you get a watch like this out of your cat or dog or hamster's fur. And you know, as a keepsake, as a memento for when that pet crosses the rainbow bridge, and then you think maybe if you get another animal it might just come up and piss on your wrist.
Wow. Right.
It is kind of weird when you think about it, because when you wear fur, if it's real fur, it's really from an animal, from someone. So it may as well be from your own, I guess. But it is kind of weird.
Or what if your cat comes up and starts licking your watch?
Ew, I know. I don't know.
And what if, like, it's from my old cat and I start going, like,
I know. But it's like keeping a memento. Like,
can I just say, if this is like the next big thing, I'm in.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Sign me up for this, because you should see what comes off of my cat. It's like a whole other animal.
Yeah. I mean, if it's not harming them or you're not shaving them just for that purpose, but if you're grooming them and the hair's already coming out.
But you know there's some fancy schmancy European designer that is going to do this out of minks that they use just for the sole purpose of creating things like this. It's kind of gross. I wonder if we can maybe do something with this, take a screenshot or find a way to share this with you guys on social media. But just go Google pet fur watches. It's kind of hot. I'm kind of into it.
Really?
You think it's gross? But here's the thing. Like, you have to think about the dander that's attached
to
this.
I was going to say, you have to think about the allergies. Like, I wonder if they clean it and then, like, prep it to, like, withstand years of wear.
Yeah.
And is there leather underneath of that? Is this just like the way you get like,
or is it spongy?
A like pony hair. The way you get like a pony hair handbag or shoe or something, like, I don't know.
I feel like my allergies are kicking up just from looking
at it. The part of it that makes me nauseous is that I have a serious phobia of like lint.
Really?
And I feel like what.
Wait, what do you mean a phobia? Can you explain that?
Like you know how it? Like there's. You know how there's like lint in your dryer?
Yes.
I will never clean it.
Oh my God. I get the best satisfaction out of
me
that.
Me too.
When I clean the lint off, I'm like, yes.
I think of
like
Heather
a big chunk.
Every time I clean out my lint trap.
Oh my God. Did you see on one of those shows where the penny pinchers of people that save money and they actually use the lint to like clean things?
Yes.
Well, you can.
Yes.
You can use it as like a Brillo pad
or
something.
Yeah. States.
Yeah.
Yes.
But then I would have to touch it.
Yes.
I can't touch it.
Oh
like,
my God.
I can't see it. Like, I can't, the chunks are rising, I feel like. If I see it even in the trash can, like, my husband's like, you're going to burn the house down. Like, this needs to be clean. Like, people's houses burn down all the time. I want no parts of it.
Oh, gosh. We just did no part of it. Two huge loads of laundry. And then I'm like, oh, wait, let me check the linen. And I'm like, oh, my God, there was so much. It was so thick. It was just there. I'm like, yes.
It's
and then
always
I, like,
the best.
Pulled it up.
Scrapes off in one piece.
Yes. Yeah.
But those are dead skin cells and parts of you that come off your towels. And
yes,
guys, I can't.
Most of it is like
but it's
pieces
clean,
of your
right?
clothing. Yeah, yeah. And it's clean.
I don't know.
I don't know.
But I feel like a little bit when I'm done brushing my cat, which is like a nightly routine, because if not, she will like haunt me in my sleep if I don't brush her. When I it has sort of the same consistency as like the lint when I take it off of her. It's softer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's softer. But I kind of can't. But I'm into this watch. Mm. Pet fur watches. Where does it end? You can make a person into a diamond now. You can actually have your ashes crushed down into diamonds. So if you wanted to like say, I don't want to say, someone close in my life passed away and was cremated,
that's
I could take some of their ashes and have them pressed into a diamond so that it's very expensive, but
I'm
I would do
that.
It.
Yeah, because why? You'll just have, you may as well have that and then be able to wear it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But who would you leave it to? Who would you leave yourself to?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like,
I don't know.
Keep it in the family.
That's so interesting. Did you see the glitter tongues? I don't
know
if it's time to talk about it.
What? Glitter
it's a new
tongues?
Trend right now. Glitter tongues. People are putting, some girl by accident dropped glitter on her tongue and then she made it the focal point of her picture. And now it's this huge trend.
How
on
do you
social
accidentally
media.
Drop glitter?
I don't know,
on your
but
tongue?
How are these
the
people
only thing I can think
it?
Is that she was like eyeshadow or like doing something. Yeah. And then it got all in her mouth. It, as, if it tastes like Fun Dip, I'm in.
Oh yeah, but gosh. I don't know that it's edible.
Like, seriously, this is it. I mean, people are putting it on their tongue and then taking pictures. Then what do? Spit it out so you can.
You that if we're
seriously,
we're girls. We've been around glitter our whole lives. We know that when that stuff touches you, it becomes like the plague, meaning like it transfers everywhere.
Yeah. You'll find it 6 months later.
Yeah. Like there will be a speck on your face from makeup you did on Halloween.
Right.
It just clings everywhere. No, thank you. I'll pass in the glitter tongue. I'm into the pet fur watches.
Yeah. Okay.
Want to talk about New Year's resolutions because today happens to be Ditch New Year's Resolution Day. Mm. It's only the 17th of January. Isn't this counterproductive? Now you're telling people if you aren't, if you can't hack it, we're just gonna.
Yeah, but
we're
at this
just
point,
gonna.
At this point, if you haven't been able to hack it, you've already gotten past.
Well,
it's
2 weeks
in.
That. I just saw on the news today that this month is divorce month, and they're saying all your resolutions. You know, everyone's trying to be good, and now you're saying it's divorce month, and now you're telling me today is ditch your resolution day.
I mean, what negativity are we entering?
I mean,
right
did you ever see that memes like, okay, we're already fat and broke from the holidays, and now it's still dark at 5 o'clock.
Yeah,
it's depressing.
January's depressing, but it is the highest month for breakups and divorces
because they don't
want
to have to get you anything for Valentine's Day.
Well, and they want to wait till after the holidays.
Right. Yeah, it's too much pressure, I think, on people, especially for New Year's when you have to make a resolution and then follow it. Every day should be your day to make a resolution to do something good for yourself or be positive or lose weight or get more sleep or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, what changes from the 31st of December to January 1st? I mean, basically nothing in my life. Ashley and I actually last week made vision boards to try to make visual adaptations or just anything visual to help us stay on track on our goals. Just something physical to look at every single day to like keep us moving forward.
Mine's still incomplete.
I remember and when I used to work in the mortgage business, everyone would have this vision board at their cubicle and it was great because but they would have like Ferraris and big mansions and all these, you know, expensive, extravagant things.
Unattainable.
So Ditch New Year's Resolutions Day isn't actually what I'm making it out to be. It's not telling people to ditch their New Year's resolutions. It's basically saying ditch them for what Whitney said, to make it part of a lifestyle, not just because the calendar changed.
Okay.
Did you have any improvements that you wanted to make on yourself that, you know, it's only natural, even if you don't make a concrete resolution or you think about, you know, January, new year, renewal. Did you make any?
I mean, well, one of my main things going into the new year was to be a little bit more structured and to make sure that I'm not doing a lot of time wasting things, because I tend to do that, especially because I don't go into an actual office every day. Mm-hmm. It's hard for me to get motivated, especially when I'm home doing work for my computer. So I'm like, okay, so lately I've been going to Starbucks and spending a couple hours there. And then, mm-hmm. you know, gradually, hopefully I'll get more stuff done there. But I find that once I have, you know, meetings with people over the phone, or if I'm here, I get motivated and then I get stuff done. But if I'm just at home, I'm not getting anything done.
Hmm.
It's a little bit
unmotivating. Structure. Structure is big in my life too. Yes. That's on my vision board. Mm-hmm. Oh Lord. Mm-hmm. I was having a moment this morning where I was feeling very frenzied before I got into the shower, thinking of all the things that I had to do today. Oh, and I sat myself down on the mat in the bathroom while the shower was running, and I made myself just calm and breathe 10 times, wow. like meditate just for like 2 seconds. And then come back to it. And now I'm frenzied again. Okay, so how are you feeling like you're doing with your New Year's resolution, Ashley, well, which is to eat cleaner?
Eat cleaner. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing well because I just started a cleanse.
Mm-hmm.
So
what type? Like a juice cleanse?
No. So it's like a kind of. It's like a shake cleanse. You have 2 shakes a day. You have some detox teas. You eat 1 clean meal. And exercise is like, you can do it. You don't have to. And you lose weight. I did it back in May and July.
You had really great results. So it's like basically 28 days. And I did at the same time she did this back in May.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of did like a gut reboot, which is just a lot of clean eating, overloading your system with lots
of
vegetables.
A lot of water.
Lots and lots of water.
Yeah.
And then on the 29th day, we went hog wild.
We gorged. And then we felt terrible after.
And we felt well, yeah,
our guts were clean, and then we jumped them up again.
Because you ordered a 30-ounce prime rib steak, and I ate like 28 ounces of it.
I remember that.
On top of the filet that I already had.
Oh, my God.
And the 6 pretzel rolls I ate.
What?
We fell off and all the way to like the bottom of the well.
Yeah.
And then Wawa Hoagie Fest came, and that was 3 days a week, all of July and August. And
terrible garbage truck human beings. Yeah.
No. I just made this banging
dumpster
cabbage recipe. I saw it on the Chew, and it was with all like the white cabbage and red cabbage, because I think cabbage is underrated. I think people don't cook with cabbage a lot, and it's real healthy. And my husband's like, yeah, that cleaned me out. Like,
I got to be careful with the cabbage.
Yeah, I know.
But it does do what it's intended.
Yeah. Yes.
It's definitely a diuretic for sure. It's hard to flavor too, but if you can flavor it well, I do like a cabbage soup.
I like, I like stuffed cabbage, but I made it with red onion and fresh garlic. And then they added, what's that called? A little bit of mint and a little bit of, with a C, the green stuff?
Cilantro?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it was good. And garlic, fresh garlic.
I would never think to put cilantro with cabbage.
No, and it was so good. Gives it like a great, and lime zest.
Okay. I gotta cook a little more.
Yeah.
I'm not doing so good. I'm finding every day a struggle. Every day is a struggle. That 7 o'clock is coming around and I'm like, sweet, sweets time, snacks time. Snacks, snacks, snacks. Give me the snacks.
I bought a box of those Entenmann cupcake things that are filled with like
cream.
Yeah, basically. And it was a box of it. And then I'm like, I'm not bringing it in the house because I don't want Mark to eat it. So I ate one in the car and now it's literally secretly stashed in my car.
That's what happens too. And then I do that with Pop-Tarts, and then I remember that they're there, and I'm like, well, I have like a half hour drive.
Yeah.
Right. I don't even bring it into my house, like you just said. Like, I just, if I know that I will gorge myself on it and it's disgusting for me, like, I won't even allow myself to buy it.
Any tips to help a girl like me or anybody listening today that's thinking about, because it's ditch your New Year's resolution day,
you know, like,
get over the hump?
Ooh, put glitter on your tongue.
Put glitter on your tongue. You won't need anything.
I love that.
Yes.
I love that. Walk around with glitter on my tongue or a bar of soap in my mouth.
Yeah. There you go. No.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Okay, so we're going to leave it there. We definitely would love to know what you think about these pet fur accessories. Would you take excess pet fur, or even after your pet passes away, do you want them turned into a piece of jewelry? What do you think? Let us know. You can tell us in the comment box below. Certainly tweet us at SoJo1049FM. We're all over social media. How are you dealing with your New Year's resolutions? Are you sticking to it and impressing yourself, or are you going down in a ball of flames like me? Let us know. If you like this podcast, give us a good rating. It makes us feel good. Share it with your friends. And, of course, hit that subscribe button so you always know when we post a new episode. Whitney Ullman is South Jersey's entertainment correspondent. You can follow her. Go to whitney.com. She's on YouTube, social media, Instagram. She's everywhere. And I guess we will. I'm Heather DeLuca, Ashley Serkin, our DME. Thanks for sitting in with us today. And we will talk to you next time on Around the Mic.